This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. For the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic began, a Mesa County resident has died after contracting the coronavirus. CPR's Stina Sieg reports.
The woman was in her 80s and had an underlying medical condition. Mesa County health officials say residents need to remain vigilant. Due to low case numbers, Mesa County has been reopening faster than most of the rest of the state and still has a much lower infection rate than many neighboring counties. But Mesa's coronavirus cases have nearly doubled since the beginning of the month, including seeing its first outbreak at a long-term care facility. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Republican Senator Cory Gardner says he's pushing for a number of priorities in the next relief package. But as CPR's Caitlin Kim reports, his party is still debating which items to include.
Gardner says he supports a wide range of help, including more local aid, additional money for the Paycheck Protection Program, and continued unemployment help.
There's a significant and substantial list of priorities that I'm pursuing, some of which I know are going to be in there, others we'll continue to work on.
Republicans are still trying to agree among themselves before negotiations start in earnest with House Democrats. Senate leader Mitch McConnell is trying to keep the price tag for their bill at around $1 trillion. One Republican senator left Tuesday's meeting saying there's a robust difference of opinion. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, the Portland Police Union president talks about federal agents' response to protests in the city. Then, record low mortgage rates are helping millions refinance their home loans and save more money. The low rates are also boosting home sales. Those stories next on All Things Considered. And at CPR.org, the Aurora City Council is launching an investigation into the death of Elijah McClain last summer after police put him in a chokehold and injected him with ketamine during an attempted arrest. The 23-year-old black man's death sparked international outrage and helped fuel protests against police brutality earlier this summer across Colorado. Justice reporter Allison Sherry has more at CPR.org. Severe thunderstorm watch until 9 tonight along the Front Range for Denver, Colorado Springs, and Pueblo. This is CPR News.